Money FM 89.3, best of your money. Market View on Money FM 89.3.
Asia Pacific shares are trading higher this morning on the back of gains on Wall Street overnight. Seoul is leading the way, up nearly 1%. Sydney is up 0.7%. Tokyo is in positive territory but lagging behind. In the US, the S&P 500 chalked up gains for the fourth straight session overnight. It's now within 2% of its all-time high. The Nasdaq, meanwhile, is already in record territory and closing in quick on the 11,000 mark. Joining me now for all the market action to break it all down, including the latest Singapore bank results, is Ryan Huang. Got a lot to get through this morning, Ryan.
Yes, swimming in numbers this morning.
Indeed. All right, so it's breaking news. Two of Singapore's biggest banks, DBS and UOB, have posted a second straight quarter of profit declines, both financial institutions also setting aside more provisions for bad loans. Let's start with DBS, Ryan, and quickly go through a couple of numbers. Its profits dropped 22%. How much did it make in the second quarter?
Yeah, that pretty much no surprise with COVID-19 and the circuit breaker measures in the second quarter being reflected in that drop. So you are looking at a 22% drop in the second quarter. So that brings down its profits to $1.25 billion versus $1.6 billion a year ago. So pretty much slightly under the consensus forecast of $1.31 billion. So that is reflective of what banks are going through in the second quarter.
All right, more key numbers. How much is DBS setting aside for bad loans?
Okay, so if you look at the bad loans, and no surprises as well, because you do have to set aside or front load that buffer for more or worse to come. And looking at what DBS is doing, provisions against bad loans are up. It surged to $849 million, up from $251 million a year ago. So that is the picture for provisions. And worth noting as well, the NPL ratio, non-performing loan ratio, unchanged for now at 1.5%. It is better than the 1.6% a quarter ago, but this NPL ratio will be very closely watched in the next quarters to come to see if there is any fallout from companies going bankrupt and not being able to pay back.
Okay. While DBS's profits are down more than 20%, is this still better than expectations? I mean, what cushioned the blow?
Yeah, so you've got a couple of things, I guess, helping DBS. So on one front, you have expenses going down. And if you look at DBS's expenses, that was down by, I believe, a quick look at the numbers, 4% from a year ago to $1.48 billion. And largely, you have DBS saying, you know, its overall business is still resilient despite all the headwinds. It's still seeing strong liquidity inflows and healthy earnings. And it is still quite, I guess, hopeful for things to turn around sometime in the future.
All right, yeah, let's dig in on that. How is DBS positioning its performance?
Okay, so we've got the statement from DBS CEO Piyush Gupta. He says they are in a good position to continue supporting customers ahead of the what's going to be difficult months for both DBS and its customers. And just for context, we've got DBS's shares down, or rather up 14 cents yesterday after sliding for the most of last week when the MAS called for banks to moderate their dividends.
Cap it at 60% of last year's. All right, UOB's profits dropped even more than DBS, down 40% in the second quarter. And unlike its competitor, UOB's numbers came in below expectations. Once again, it looks like bad loan provisions are a major factor here.
Yeah, so let's talk about that provision. So against bad loans in the second quarter, they put aside more money, and this comes to the tune of $396 million compared to just $51 million a year ago. So really buffering for those bad times when they might see more bankruptcies, more people defaulting on loans. And if you look at another headwind, that comes from the net interest margins. And that is at now 1.48%. That is a sharp fall from 1.81% a year ago and down from 1.71% from a quarter ago. So it is making less money as well from loans. So that is depressing the earnings picture for UOB in the second quarter.
And a reminder for investors, both banks are trimming their dividend payments in line with new MAS guidelines. We know it's 60%, capped at 60%. Give us the context of these cuts.
Yeah, so it is pretty much a consistent approach of what's happening elsewhere. Mm. And many banks across the world are suffering from headwinds from COVID-19, and governments, central banks are worried about what's to come. And they want banks to buffer their cash flow, keep their reserves for a rainy day, so to speak, and make sure they have enough when things go bad. And this is what the MAS is now saying, you know, keep your dividends as low as 60% versus last year, so that if times do, you know, get worse, you will have enough to tide yourself over. And looking at what the dividends are being declared so far this morning, looking at DBS, it is at a lower dividend. It is at 18 cents per share. Versus last year, that was 30 cents. And now you have the option for a scrip dividend, so you can get paid in shares. Looking at UOB, dividend, that is now at 39 cents per share. Last year, it was at 55 cents per share. Also, you now can get a scrip dividend. So it is encouraging people to get their returns in terms of shares.
Saving on fees there. We'll check in on how investors are reacting to the bank results in just a bit. But first, a look at other companies and business leaders who are making news this morning. Let's start with Tencent. The Chinese tech giant reportedly in talks to create a $10 billion US dollar streaming company by merging China's biggest game streaming platforms. Tell us more, Ryan.
Yeah, it seems like streaming is the in thing now. No?
Yep.
You don't have just the option to watch movies. You can watch people playing games. And if you are a gamer, you might be familiar with the brand Twitch. This is owned by Amazon, and this is pretty much broadcasting people playing games like World of Warcraft, League of Legends, and whatnot. So now a similar picture is emerging in China, and this is through the tech giant Tencent. It's got two big game streaming platforms, Huya and Douyu International Holdings. So it's thinking about combining both of them to become a juggernaut. And this is to the tune of $10 billion. And this will, of course, allow it to really dominate China and potentially beyond. So that is, so far, what we are hearing from reports. It's not official yet, but it is an interesting development with what's going on in parallel with elsewhere. So potentially a huge gaming streaming giant emerging in China.
Do you watch these game streamings?
You have to be a very big fan in order to watch it.
Yeah.
It's like watching cricket. If you don't understand what's going on, it will just be lost on you.
I'd like to be a commentator for those things, actually. I think it'd be fun. All right. If anyone has benefited from the recent stock market rally, top of our list has to be Jeff Bezos, the world's richest man. This week, he sold more than $3 billion US dollars of Amazon shares. So, Ryan, do we know how he's going to use some of the proceeds?
Okay, I am not up to speed with his shopping list, but I know he cashed out big time, man. He is looking at, I think, $7.2 billion of cash right now. So your guess is as good as mine. Maybe he's going to buy some gold bars for his, to keep under his bed right now.
Hope he does. By the way, I've been bullish on gold since 2018 when gold's price was 1260. So you're welcome.
What are you
doing
here then?
Thanks for listening to Your Money. Okie dokie. There were several big movers in the markets overnight. I'm going to give you a name, Ryan. You tell us how it did, okay?
Yeah.
All right, clock's ticking. Let's go. Disney.
Okay, Disney in the news, of course, with the earnings and its big streaming plans. And on the back of that, better than expected earnings, it was up more than 8%. But I have to throw in this. Now there are a lot of question marks about what on earth is doing with Mulan at $30 per pop.
Are you going to buy that at $30?
Maybe if,
pressures at home comes from a six-year-old.
That is going to be part of the equation, yeah. If there are enough requests from my kid, maybe. If she's a good girl, maybe.
You know, this is interesting because $30 for the debut of Mulan, and it says it's a one-time thing. But could Disney be moving to a streaming company more than an in-person entertainment amusement park?
Yeah, it has to, right? This is the new normal, and it has to really adjust to what might be the future of potential revenues. Mm. So it's also announced it's going to launch a new streaming service under the Star brand. So it is going big time in streaming. Right now, streaming is a small part of the entire empire in terms of revenue. So it is, you know, has some room to catch up with parks and whatnot. So maybe you might get virtual parks, or maybe watch people going to the park on your TV. That could be a new streaming channel.
Or maybe we'll watch Jeff Bezos in space, because that's what he's putting his money on, a space exploration company, by the way. Okay, let's look at the biotech company Novavax.
All right, Novavax, you have good news on the trials that they are pushing out. So that has been pushing up its stock price. Overnight, it's up by 10%. And also, it has signed a deal with India to supply its drugs if, you know, things do succeed. So that is lifting Novavax. And I think that is also lifting the entire market sentiment right now. We saw the Wall Street numbers go up overnight again. NASDAQ also new record. So COVID-19 vaccine news lifting markets once again.
Yeah, but analysts have cautioned not to overinterpret the data, but they've called the Novavax data encouraging. Let's look at gold.
Yeah, gold is interesting. It is, like you predicted 2 years ago, going up. And now it is trading at $2,040. Wow. It's broken past 2K and it is showing no sign of stopping. And one of the factors behind it is the weakening US dollar. And now, if I take a quick look at the US dollar, on the dollar index is under 93. And for the week, it is down 0.4%. And for the Sing dollar versus US dollar, it is now at 1.368. So I guess good news if you're shopping on those US websites.
Yes. Gold has quite a shine, but so does silver, huh?
Silver also doing well. Yeah. So that seems to be outperforming on some levels, at least in recent days, gold. So that apparently is the new color. Silver is the new black, right? So it is now trading at $26.94 per ounce. And for the week, it is up 10%. For the week, for gold, it's up only 3.4%. And if I look at silver for the month, it's up nearly 50%. Gold is just up 14%. And these are huge numbers. Also worth noting, iron ore now at a one-year high. And that is on the back of stronger industrial demand from China's recovery picture. So industrial metals, commodities seem to be getting quite a bit of a second wind, so to speak.
All right, before we let you go, Ryan, let's check in on local markets. How's the Straits Times Index performing this morning? How are investors reacting to those DBS and UOB numbers?
All right, good question. So looking at the numbers, yesterday we saw STI up for a second day, 0.7%. And this morning, extending the gains up 0.8% at 2,553. And looking at the numbers at the open for the banks, I am seeing DBS leading the charge, 1.4% up at $20.11. I've got UOB up by 0.7% at $19.56. And OCBC reports earnings tomorrow. It is up by 1.2% at $8.75. So investors, to some extent, have priced in the dividend, I guess, moderation to some extent. So maybe now you are seeing investors coming back to pick up what, if you're a long-term investor, bank stocks at very low valuation. So potentially buying on the dips.
Okay, another busy day tomorrow. Ryan Huang there, joining me in Market View.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.